East side?
Okay. Okay, who lives in that apartment?
Anyone?
And but definitely we did not have a chaver like this, I can tell you. I mean, we had Baruch Hashem. There was things happening, and we used to spend time with Harry Roberts. Also, it was an amazing... I remember I used to come for Maariv pretty often during the week. And Harry Roberts would often give a shmooze to the Bachram who were here at the time. And very often he would build off of Sfas Emes, as those who know Harry Roberts
unchanged.
Knows. Unchanged, exactly. And I remember at the time, Bavi. You want to wash? We have plenty of pizza. So I remember like listening to Harry Roberts. I remember listening to Harry Roberts explain Sfas Emes. Like, how does he do that? Like, it's such a hard thing. Like, how does he crack the code? But I have such good memories of that time period, and it's very chashuv what you guys are doing. Not just you know, it's one thing, okay, to get together on Motzei Shabbos to forbring a little, to have pizza. That's Gvaldik, but like Or said, to be Moser Nefesh, to get up 5:30 in the morning for those who are able to do that, to come, to learn, to start your day, to be Kovei Yitim Torah. There's nothing more chashuv in the world than that. So Shkayach to all of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you to the sponsors. All the brachos and tefillos should be Mekuyam.
Amen.
Thank you to Ari also. His hard work. But I know there's a lot of people. I know there's a lot of people who are involved in trying to make it happen. I don't see the pamphlets in the shuls anywhere. Is that... Stop writing?
We're working
on it. Okay. No, I like the
hafatzah.
It was good.
It was
good. No, there was... Okay, good. Bring it back. They say that Motzei Shabbos, obviously, Malav Malka. So, people say there's an Indian, obviously, to sell Sipurei Tzadikim. But someone once said that, you know, there's an Indian on Motzei Shabbos to tell a story of the Baal Shem Tov, which there is. And, you know, Dafka on Motzei Shabbos is an auspicious time to tell a story from the Baal Shem Tov, which it is. And someone once said that it's Mesugal Leparnasa, which it is. So there's another tzaddik who responded and said, you know, there's just, it's true, everything you said is true, but it's not that limited. In other words, you could tell Sipur Tzaddikim all the time. It doesn't only have to be Motzei Shabbos. And it doesn't only have to be Sipur Baal Shem Tov. You should tell stories of all the tzaddikim. And it's not only Mesugal LeParnassah, it's Mesugal for everything. It's good for Refuah, it's good for Parnassah, it's good for Shalom Bayis. So, just in the context of Chevra and the importance of you know, appreciating who you're with and where you are in the world. This week was the Yahrzeit of the Rebbe of Zusha. Oh, wow. Beginning of Chodesh Shvat, Beis Shvat. So, Rebbe Zusha, there's a lot of wild stories about Rebbe Zusha. Rebbe Zusha was different in so many ways. But I once read a Maaseh with Rebbe Zusha. And maybe I've shared it with some of you, but it's such, I think it captures the moment that I think we're trying to create. There was a Yid, Rav Shmuel Abba of Slavita, who once came to the Rebbe of Sadigor. Sadigor was from Rizhin, so Rizhin was, you know, everything was very, very, very rebbish to the max. Mamish, very regal, very noble. And the Rebbe of Sadigor put out quite a spread for him. Incredible. Kalim, Mikalim, Shainim, you know, it was Mamish, expensive stuff, good stuff, fancy stuff. And he served him in a beautiful way. So this Yid said to him, he said, Rebbe, I have to, you know, it's tzaddik. Shmuel Abba Slavita is a big tzaddik. So he said, I have to thank you. I have to thank you for what you did. But I have to tell you, you know, you served me these fancy teacups. And he said, you know, everything was beautiful. He said, but I want to tell you, he said, you know, they were drinking coffee together. He said, everything's gvaldik, beautiful. He said, but I want to tell you about the best cup of coffee I ever had in my life. Okay. So he says, when I was a chassan, so I went with my father and my future father-in-law to get a bracha from the Rebbe of Zusha before my chassana. The Rebbe of Zusha lived in, his whole house was probably like maybe a third of this room. It's a little hovel like on the edge of the forest. There's, you know, like you knock on the door and the thing like falls off the hinges. You like quickly pick it up, you put it back on. There's mamish like kipshuto like that. And there's stories of tzaddikim who would send other people to the Rebbe of Zusha. People said that they have tzaris, so the Magid would send them to Rebbe Zusha. And they'd ask Reb Zusha, I hear you're an expert in helping people with their tzaras. Reb Zusha's like, why would someone send you to me? I don't have any tzaras. When you saw like how Reb Zusha lived, you understood like there's a way to transcend one's difficulties. Anyway, so he comes to Reb Zusha. They just get a bracha, but Reb Zusha sees them, he pulls the three of them in. Come, my chashuv guest, I wanna serve you. So he sits them down. What does Reb Zusha have? He has like this little wooden bench, you know, a chair with like three legs. All right, so they're trying to like find somewhere to land themselves. Reb Zusha, wait a minute, I'm gonna run in the kitchen, I'm gonna put up a fresh pot of coffee. Reb Zusha comes back a couple minutes later. He's got like this rusty like tea kettle. It's like really old kettle. And he's like, wait, I probably have like something to pour this into. He like didn't have cups. Didn't have anything. So he comes back in the kitchen, he's looking at scrambling on. He comes back with like this little, much smaller than this, but like this little saucer, like this little plate, like this little chipped saucer, like this little broken saucer. So Reb Shmuel Abuni, he's retelling this story, he said, Reb Zusha took the coffee, you know, grinds, he gave it a good swirl, and he poured some of the coffee onto the plate, and he gave it to my father. He said, hey, l'chabidi with a cup of coffee. And then he took like the cover off of the tea kettle, he poured some coffee into it, and he gave it to my future shrei. And he said, because I was the chassan, he was mechavid me to drink right out of the thing. So he says, he said, I have to tell you, he said, it was the best cup of coffee I ever had in my life. I can assure you the Rebbe said the guru had much nicer everything. The quality of, you know, he probably like ground his own beans and whatnot, you know, did the whole fancy schmancy, probably had a nice barista in the back who was making it happen. But the Rebbe Zusha, there was a way that the Rebbe Zusha invited you in. He made you feel like, wow, you know. And it's such a chashuv reminder in life, because as life goes on, we could die just to share this, you know, come here tonight just to share this story with you. We get busy with stuff. We're chasing all sorts of things that we think are going to make us happy. But at the end of the day, mamish, at the end of the day, it's about who you're with. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be, it can be simple with someone who you love or someone you feel connected to. Someone who you want to build something with, whether it's a spouse or a chavrusa or whatever it is, it's the pashut things in life that if you appreciate them in a deep way, those are the greatest moments. It's not the fancy things in life. That's never going to satisfy. That's the whole avodah of the Rebbe Reb Zusha. Beis Yisrael writes in Parshas Shmos. Beis Yisrael was the fourth Ger Rebbe, son of the Imrei Emes. So he writes in Shmos, Tavshin Yud Aleph. Tavshin Yud Aleph would be what year? 1951. Very good. 1951. That's right. Yud Shvat. Get ready. It's the anniversary. My wife and my anniversary. Okay, there you go. We got married on Yud Shvat. Baruch Hashem. I realized earlier this year that Yud Shvat is Rashi Tevos Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. My wife was born on the birthday of Baal Shem Tov, so it was an arranged marriage, you understand? So the Beis Yisrael writes about the days of Shovim, Shayamim ha'elu mesugalim l'tshuva. Let's talk a little Shovim. That these days are mesugal for tshuva. You know, we're busy with tshuva, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And then we make a big matzav out of Zos Chanukah, it's the last chance. But then we have this very, you know, throughout the generations, the Kadosh Baruch Hu kept revealing different checkpoints, other opportunities to come back. So tzaddikim tell us that these days are mesugal for tshuva. Shuvu banim shovavim. Shuvu banim shovavim. And that's why Dafka, during these parashiyos, says the Beis Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, b'galus, afal pichein yesh lam avtacha, sheyuchlu ashuv. In other words, the whole, everything, Shmos, ve'era, bo, everything we've been going through in these parashiyos, is the reminder that no matter how stuck you think you are, no matter how bad the matzav is, there's always a way out. It's possible for a person to get out. Va'af shiksiv, and this is very ger, just take a pasuk, and the second you hear him say the pasuk, you're going to be like, ah, I never thought of it that way. It's a weird thing by tzaddikim. They just like, they read the same pasuk you've read 100 times, but somehow like it comes through their voice, and you hear it different. Even though, v'yamas Yosef v'chol echav, so you're like, ah, Yosef, ah, right, Yosef atzadik dies, that means Kedusha dies. Yosef is Tzadik Yisor Olam. Yosef is the Indian of Shmiras Habris. Yosef is the one who becomes a Tzadik through the Indian that the Tikkun of Shovim is all about. V'yomas Yosef v'chol echav, nonetheless, u'bnei Yisrael paru v'yishritu v'yerbu v'yatzmu ma'od ma'od. Right? You can be in a matzah where 1 minute it looks like there's no Yosef, there's no Kedusha, and yet a minute later, despite all of that, a Jew can flourish, a Jew can recover. Sometimes there's a melech chadash, the Yitzhahara is called the melech zakin uksil. There's a new melech, there's a Yitzhahara that says, Yosef, you're not shaykh Yosef, this is 2023, chevra. You work with non-Jews. Some of us have that difficult challenge. You live in a world where people around you don't have your sensitivities at all. Right? And there's all sorts of new forms of Yetzirah. Asher lo yada es Yosef. Asher lo yada es Yosef, Rashi says, he made himself as if he didn't know Yosef. Because the truth is, we do know Yosef. We come from Yosef. Right? We're called Bnei Yaakov, we're called Bnei Yosef. And therefore, the avoda of these days is to what? Is to believe that we can be Chozer B'tshuva. But then he says something, and this is the real line I wanted to share with you, just again, by way of being mechabed this gathering. He writes, he says, the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Shuvu banim. Shuvu banim shovavim. Shuvu banim, he notes, he says, it's Lashon Rabim. Because part of the tshuva process, and it's an irony of tshuva, right? On the one hand, tshuva is so private, it's so personal. You look in the Rambam and Hilchos tshuva, it's even a whole question. Should I be mefarsim averos? You know? Lahavdul by the goyim, you know, you sit in the booth, you talk to the priest, you spill out your heart. Right? We go straight to Hashem, but is there an Indian? Is there an Indian of sharing? Should we have like a group therapy session to talk about our averos? It's not so pashut that's the way to do it. But you don't have to necessarily. The fact that we get together, we say, okay, there's an Indian called Shovim in the world. It's a time of tshuva, and everybody knows their own chatam. Everyone knows their own shortcomings. Shuvu banim lashon rabim sha'echad yazr l'hasheni. That when Jews get together and they do tshuva together, even if they don't, you have to openly say, I do this avera, you do that avera. We don't have to do that. But to realize that the power of when we get together in a room together and we're trying to tap into these holy days, these mysterious and holy days, so echad is yazr l'hasheni. V'gadol l'katan. We don't know who the gadol and the katan is. We're helping each other. And the end of that pasuk in Yirmiyah is v'lakachti yaschem echad meir u'shnayim yimishpacha. Gemara in Sanhedrin says kuf yud aleph echad meir u'shnayim yimishpacha she'echad yochol lasos gam lechaveru tova, that echad meir, one person can be mezaka kol ha'ir. One guy shows up to learn at 5:30. So then the next morning, now you've created an Indian. That there's such an Indian of a young married guy showing up to learn at 5:30 in the morning. So then someone else says, well, if he does it, I can do it also. Right? And echad meir, shnayim mishpacha, ki mezakeh the whole mishpacha, to be mechazik one's friends. And then he ends, and he says, and this is the whole inyan of geula, v'yashav Moshe el Hashem, the end of Parsha Shmos. Moshe comes back to Hashem. Moshe says, Hashem, I'm trying to help you. Moshe is also tzaddik yisorol. I'm trying to help you, Rabbanu Shalom, to get Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and I don't feel like it's working. And Hashem says, you don't realize how much it's working. You think you're like this lone soldier in Mitzrayim trying to like make something happen, and power is getting tougher every time you make a push, and Klal Yisrael are yelling at you. Moshe Rabbeinu quotes his grandfather, Sfas Emes, Sheshav b'tshuva v'zika eskol hador v'negalim Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to realize what you did in Mitzrayim, your efforts in Mitzrayim to keep fighting, even though you feel lonely at times, and everyone feels lonely in their own struggles with whatever Yitzharas it may be. Whether it's in Yanim that are more nogeya to Shovim or less nogeya to Shovim, everyone has their, right? But there's a way to be mezaki each other just by making a chavra. It's a chashuv thing, such a chashuv thing. So I want to talk a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu, and I want to talk a little bit about Yaakov Avinu. And if I talk too long, just give me a kick and we'll wrap it up. But Yaakov and Moshe, it's one sugya, because the Zohar says that Yaakov and Moshe, milagav, milabar, it's the inside, it's the outside, it's the same yisod. Moshe emes, v'soraso emes, titin emes l'Yaakov. MS has a lot to do with Kedusha Sabris. So let's just read the Psukim. When Yaakov's on his way down to Mitzrayim. And Yaakov's terrified. Mitzrayim's a scary place. Ervas Ha'aretz. When a person encounters that world of Arayos, it's very scary. It could destroy a person. I don't have to say things, but I could tell you scary stories. Meaning, I know enough scary stories over the years. I'm not so old, but I know enough over the years where Lo aleinu, a person could do one stupid maisa, or one stupid, lack of shmiras einayim, of shmiras abris, of shmiras kedusha. could destroy your life, you could destroy your marriage, you could destroy a lot of things. So Yaakov's very scared to go to Mitzrayim. Vayomer Elokim liYisrael b'maris halayla. So Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov Avinu. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Interesting. Yaakov Yaakov. Double lashon. Yaakov Yaakov. Vayomer Hineni. Vayomer Anoichi Hakel Elokei Avicha Al Tira Merida Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to go to Mitzrayim. You have to be strong. You have to have the confidence to say that. What do you mean? I can hold myself. Don't be afraid to go to Mitzrayim. Not only that, ironically, Dafka Mitzrayim ki lagoy gadol asim chasham. You're going to become a big nation in Mitzrayim. You're going to flourish in Mitzrayim. But Dafka, through that nisayon called Mitzrayim, you're going to become even bigger. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says maybe one of the most chizikdik statements in the whole Torah. Anochi eired imcha Mitzrayimah. Hashem says, and if you think for a second you're alone, if you think for a second you're by yourself, you should know, I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim with you, and I'm going to come back with you. And Yaakov, you should also know that Yosef Yoshis Yodo Aleinecha. Words to translate, Yosef is going to put his hand on your eyes. In other words, you're going to die in Yosef's lifetime. Yosef is not going to die before you. And when a person's nifter, he closes the person's eyes. The eyes are the windows to the neshama. So you should know you're gonna pass away the way it's supposed to be. The parent leaves this world before the child. Okay. Well, what's going on in these psukim? What's happening? What's the chizuk, the Yaakov? What's the Yaakov, Yaakov? What's he so afraid to go to Mitzrayim? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? I'm going to come with you. I'm going to be with you in Mitzrayim. You should know I'm going to be by your side every step of the way. You know, the Badchanim in Gur, they used to make a joke. They said, why, you know, everyone wants to know in this week's parasha, why does it say, Boel Paro, say Lechel Paro, go to Paro. Go to Paro, come to Paro. Let's come to Paro. So the Beis Yisrael, I don't know if he quotes from the Sefer, I read it once in his name, the Ger Rebbe said that the Badchanim, you know, the jokesters in Gur used to say a joke. They said that if it said Lechel Paro, then it would mess up the acronym for Shovim. Because you need the base, right? Shemos ve'era bo b'shalach yisro shpatim. So I can't say le. So Hashem had to write bo el paro so it wouldn't mess up Shovim. So the base shell said it's not a joke. He said that what they're saying is actually a very deep Torah. Because the Kotzker Rebbe explains, it's really based on the Zohar, that the whole idea of bo el paro is what? A Jew thinks, I'm going to take on a paro. The Zohar says bo el paro is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of saying, I'm with you. What do you mean? But we're going to come together to paro. You don't have to leave me to go to Paro. Hashem says, I'm with you wherever you are. So the Beis Yisrael said, based on the Kotzker, so that's what Shovim is. Shovim is the realization that even in our shmutziest chavar, even in our shmutziest moments in life, and they should be few and far between. We don't have to do averos, by the way. You don't have to you can say like Shovim, I don't have shaykhus to Shovim. You know? I'm Shomer and I am Shomer Abris. I don't have person could, right? But everyone has a shaykhus to areas of Kedusha that we need to work on. Right? And that's the Shovim that, no, it's of course it's Bo'o Paro. That's the Chizik that I can come to Paro because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with me. And I'm not afraid to Bo'o Paro. I'm not afraid to step up and to confront Paro. So what's this fear? Yaakov's afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. It's always like, you read it to Mitzrayim. The Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, says a Gevaldik Torah. He says a beautiful thing. His Lashonos are beautiful. I'm just going to read a tiny, tiny bit. He's talking about, again, also writing in Parsha Shmos, he's talking about the Tumah of Mitzrayim, the overwhelming Tumah of Mitzrayim. But he used the phrase that got me thinking about this whole Mahalach that I want to share with you tonight. He says that we have to realize that in the most ironic of ways, Klal Yisrael are born in Mitzrayim. We flourish in Mitzrayim. We become Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. We become worthy of Kabbalah Satorah, which is everything, in Mitzrayim. That somehow, in that Shmutz, in that lowliness, Sha'af Be'eis HaYerida, in that place of Yerida Gadoli, says Yesh Tikkun. Somehow there's a Tikkun there. Kibbe Mitzrayim Af Shahayu Mishukam B'Memtes Shari Tuma. We fell to the lowest of places. Nonetheless, he says Im Kol Zeh Koishi Hashibur Hishlim Haminyan. We were able to schwitz it out through the hard work of Mitzrayim. That was part of the Tikkun. And then he uses the phrase V'Hayerida Hayu Letzarech Aliyah. It's a big Indian in the Svarma Kedoshim. The whole Indian of Yerida Letzarech Aliyah, which is a great paradox. Why do I have to go down to go up? Why can't I just go up? Why does it seem so often that Dafka, from the Yerida, a person's able to come to an Aliyah? But that's the Matthias, that's how it is. Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. And he says, V'zeh mora lanu she'ein le'is yayish, a person should have no anxieties about it. You have to realize this is part of the process. It's Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. But let's think about Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. Let's think about, historically, let's think about Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. Where are some of the biggest Yeridos of world history? What would you say is the biggest? What are the biggest Yeridos in the history of the world? The biggest Yerida. Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chet HaEgel, Noach, Yehuda and Tamar, Chet Meraglim, biggest Yeridas in history. You know what's a bigger Yerida than everything everyone just said? Kabbalah Sotar. Kabbalah Sotar. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. It's Yerida. It's a huge Yerida. No? He's gonna come down. What does Hashem want? I want to be here. Dear B'tachton. Really? You want to be here? Really? That's where you want to be? Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai was an incredible Yerida. Incredible. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Yerida of all time. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Kiviyachal Mesiras Nefesh, and I'm using paraphrasing and borrowing Lashonos from the Tefer Shlomo of Radamsk in his writings on Shavuos, where he talks about this whole sugya. And he uses it in part to explain the Anochi Eired Imcha Mitzrayimah. That's also a huge Yerida. Kodesh Baruch Hu, coming to Har Sinai is one type of Yerida. Coming, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't, we're so embarrassed. Hashem walks into the room, person's on the Memtes Shari Tumah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu walks in and catches him in Memtes Shari Tumah, and Rabbanu Shalom, Bizyonis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for Klal Yisrael. What about Briyas HaOlam? Rabbi Nachman writes in Torah Samach Dalid, we spoke about it in your apartment that time. Rabbi Nachman says that how does creation take place? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a chalol panoy, an empty space, a vacuum. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, comes and leaves this place that he's sort of involved with, metapa with. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzamsim. That's a Yerida. Kodesh Baruch Hu contracts himself to make space for us. That's a big Yerida for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is this infinite Or Ein Sof. And Rabbi Nachman says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzamsim himself. Kodesh Baruch Hu contracts himself to make space for us, for Briyas HaOlam. That's a big Yerida. So in other words, if you just begin the Chumash, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Bereishis Bara Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to create a world. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Bereishis, Bishvil, Yisrael, Bishvil, HaTorah. For Klal Yisrael and for the Torah, it's worth it. In other words, you have to realize what a chesed that is. Olam chesed yibaneh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his eyes on already two big Yeridos. The two biggest Yeridos. I think Briyas HaOlam, and it's like a funny way to say it, but Briyas HaOlam and Kabbalah HaTorah are the two biggest Yeridos of all time. Because you take the Rabbanu Shalom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is contracting himself to create a world, but it's worth it. Bishvil Yisrael, it's worth it. Because Baruch Hu, you're going to come down to a desolate desert and you're going to give us your Chachma Elokis. You're going to reveal that to the world. You're going to give that to us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah. Bishvil Yisrael, it's worth it. Bishvil HaTorah, it's worth it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's worth it. For a Klal Yisrael, for a Jewish people, to be able to give the Torah, it's worth it. But Mitzrayim is sort of that third part of that Yerida. In other words, Mitzrayim becomes sort of that middle point between, you know, Hashem created the world, okay. And there's people who are starting to discover Hashem, okay. We're starting to find the Klal Yisrael. There's an Avram, there's a Yitzchak, there's a Yaakov. And then there's this Yerida in Mitzrayim, which then takes us to Kabbalah Satara. So I'll tell you a nice remez. It says, again, Rashi says, the world was created for two things, Bishvil Yisrael and Bishvil HaTorah. Rashi says, HaTorah. Right? HaTorah. Yisrael. So the gematria of Yisrael plus HaTorah, right, the two things for which the world was created, is gematria, Anoichi Eirid Imcha Mitzrayma, V'Anoichi Elcha Gamalo. 1157. I went down to Mitzrayim with you, and I came up from Mitzrayim with you. In other words, what? The whole purpose of Mitzrayim is to justify what came before Mitzrayim, Briyas HaOlam, and to justify what comes after Mitzrayim, which is, right, a Klal Yisrael who come to be Mekabel the Torah. Gevaldik. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who asked the partner, Kiviyachol, V'Aminu B'Hashem, Moshe Avdo. Moshe is the one who has to help us to get out of Mitzrayim. What's the Indian again? Let's go back. Hashem says to Yaakov on his way to Mitzrayim, Yaakov, Yaakov. Yaakov, Yaakov. Why does he say Yaakov, Yaakov? Why does he call him by a double name? How many people in Tanakh are called by a double name?
Four.
What are the four? Avram, Avram. Yaakov, Yaakov. Moshe, Moshe.
Noach,
Shmuel. Shmuel, Shmuel. Noach, Noach doesn't count because it's not Hashem saying Noach, Noach. Although the Medrash, Rashi El Shammai, it's good to remember it, right? Shammai, Shmuel, Moshe, Avram, and Yaakov. Good. What's the Indian of being called by a double name? But the Baalei Tosfos mentioned Noach, Noach in like a funny way, even though it's not really one of them. But what's the Indian of being called by a double name? Rashi says what? It's a chavivas, right? It's a chiba. It's a chiba. But tzaddikim explain differently. Tzaddikim say, when a person's called by a double name, it means it's a Kodesh Baruch who's saying to the person, or it's recognizing that certain tzaddikim had an ability to what? No.
That their exterior was equal to
right, that somehow their pnimius and their chitzonius are able to align, or to say it differently, their neshama and their guf are not a stira. Right. In other words, there's a part of me, there's this version of me, and there's that version of me, but if I could be, Moshe, Moshe, right? If I could be Moshe Tzvi, Moshe Tzvi, if the way that tzaddikim say that the image that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has for each of our neshamos of what we could be, the potential of who we are, and how I actually look in this world, if I could actually get those lined up, that would be gevaldik. So Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov is very scared. Yaakov says, "How am I going to go to Mitzrayim?" That's the anxiety that every neshama has when it comes to this world. The terrifying fear of a neshama coming to this world. I'm going to come to this world. And Hashem says, yeah, no, you're going to go there. That dafka there is where you're going to line yourself up. That's where you're going to become you. That's where you have the opportunity, the potential to become you. Who's the person in history who aligned himself the best? And the answer is Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it says Avram, Avram, and it says Yaakov, Yaakov, and it says Moshe, Moshe. Right? But Moshe, Moshe is a little bit different. Anyone know why? By Moshe is the only one where there's no psik. By Avram, Avram, it's Avram with a little line in between. There's like a pause, right? Avram, Avram. There's a little bit of a mesach mavdil. There's something, there's a little bit of a wall that somehow, in some dakus dikwe, in the, you know, the fima dregas social Avram, there's some separation between Avram and Avram. And Yaakov and Yaakov. Moshe, Moshe, tzaddikim notice that there's no, okay, you look in the chumash, there's no psik, there's no pause, there's no break. He's truly Moshe, Moshe. He lines up perfectly. But what's so incredible about Moshe Rabbeinu, the chizik that we get from Moshe Rabbeinu, the person who was like the best, the greatest, is that Moshe was also the person on the list who probably had the biggest yirida in a certain sense. Let me explain. The Gra writes in this week's Parsha, in the different collections of Kisvei Agra. So in the Pnina Mishulchan Agra, in this week's Parsha, it says that in Gval Diktar, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, this is where it all begins, right? It's Chadshus. Start over. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, the first mitzvah we're given as a people. And by the way, the Medrash says, Bereshus Bishvil Moshe Shenikra Reshus. That's part of the Sugya also. Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael, but also Bishvil Moshe. The world is worth it to be created because Moshe embodies this whole lesson. So the Gra said an amazing thing. The Gra said, there were three mitzvahs. Malcolm Chaver. You want to wash? We have plenty of pizza left. La Malka. Okay. So the Gra said there were three mitzvos that Moshe really struggled with. Right? Hashem says to Moshe, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. When the moon looks like this, that's Rosh Chodesh. Moshe's like, I don't, how does that work? HaChodesh Hazeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. There were other times when a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I want you to do something, and Moshe's like, I'm embarrassed, but I don't know how to do it. It's too hard for me. I don't know how to do it. What are the other ones? The menorah and the shekel. Menorah and shekalim. That's right. Hashem says to Moshe, make the menorah. One solid piece. What am I, the greatest artist of all time? The greatest craftsman of all time? I don't know how to do it. Moshe tries. He throws it into the fire. In the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu helps him make the menorah. By the shekel also, right? Give a shekel. Matfei shel eish. Hakadosh Baruch Hu to show him exactly what the shekel looks like. So the Gra said a gevaldik thing, and I actually saw on the writing of the Scholar Rebbe, whose yahrzeit was today, in the Tzemach David, he brings actually this in part from the Zohar. So I'm not sure exactly which parts from the Gra, which parts from the Zohar, but the Gra said that the Rashi Tevos and the Sofei Tevos, the Rashi Tevos and the Sofei Tevos of the three mitzvos that Moshe struggled with, spell out his name. Let's look at it for a second, right? You have a chodesh, so that has a hey and a shin. The Gros says shkolim, has a shin and a mem, and then you have menorah, which has a mem and a hey. So the Rashi Tevos of HaChodesh and Menorah and Shkolim is Moshe, and the Sofei Tevos is Moshe. Now the Grah doesn't say this, but it's Pasha based on what we're learning tonight, that if you do the Rashi Tevos and the Sofei, so it's really, it's Moshe, right? It's Moshe from the beginning, it's Moshe to the end. In other words, it's sort of the chizik that you're going to become your best self, dafka through the things that are hardest for you. The Nisyonos that we all go through, the Nisyonos that every person goes through in this world, is how we become big. How many nisyonos did Avram go through? Basara nisyonos, nisnasa Avram Avinu. Avram went through 10 nisyonos. So tzaddikim say, the Mori Naim brings it, everyone has to go through their 10 nisyonos. What are our 10 nisyonos? I don't know, it's hard to know. I'm sure each nisayon has many parts to it. Right? I don't know if at the end of our life, you know, a person at 120 is lying on his deathbed and he's able to look back and say, oh, these were the 10 moments of my life. It's hard for us to define those things. I have to say, one of the biggest words of chizuk I ever got from my father was when I wasn't well about 8 years ago, Bliayin Hara. So when I was sick, when I was first diagnosed at the time, so my father said to me, he said, "This is I love the lashon. I don't know what made him say." He said, "This is your akedas yitzchak." That's what he said. He's like, "This is your nisa." But it was like such a chizuk for me. It was like, right, this is a nisayon, and everyone goes through nisyonos. And then halavai, this should be, you know, you're like, this should be your last test, halavai. But we all go through asara nisyonos. So it's interesting. Right? We said that anochi eridim cha mitzrayma v'anochi alcha gamalo is gematria 1157. The same gematria as asara nisyonos. Because everyone goes through asara nisyonos. Everyone goes through their mitzrayim. We all go through our personal mitzrayim. But we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I'm going down to mitzrayim with you, and I'm coming up from mitzrayim with you. And you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. You have to believe that it's possible for a person to be Masliach. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in a certain sense, was the greatest. But here's the Chiddush of Moshe. How do we look at a Moshe Rabbeinu? Do we look at Moshe Rabbeinu and say, wow, Moshe, no psik. Like, he aligned himself perfectly. The Malbim has an incredible description. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was born on Zayin Adar, and he's hidden away for 3 months, and then he's placed in the basket. The Malbim says that was on Shavuos, right? If you go from Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, so it was on the day of Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the water. The Malbim has a whole description how Moshe in the basket. See, most of us, our neshama is the captain of the ship, and the body is the ship. Chazal use that imagery sometimes, right? Our body is like a boat that's trying to steer its way through the yam, the crazy yam of this world. And our neshama is the captain. The Malbim says Moshe in the basket, Moshe's body in the basket is as if to say Moshe's body is also the captain of the ship. The basket is the boat, but even Moshe's body could be the captain. Because Moshe is so, and it happened dafka on the day of Kabbalah Satorah. The Malbim has a very interesting, Malbim was an incredibly deep person. The Malbim is a big Makobo, people don't realize that. Everyone thinks the Malbim is like the Tanakh guy. Malbim was a big, big, big Makobo. And he writes very deep. Very deep Torahs, not just Pshat in Nach. That wasn't Malbim did that because he was fighting the Maskilim, so he felt an achrayas to write on Nach because the troublemakers were making a lot of trouble with Nach. But how do we look at Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe Rabbeinu was born into the world. So you say, oh, wow, right? The whole bias was filled with light. However, we could never say this, but listen to this Baal Shem Tov from the Degel Machan Ephraim Parshas Kisisa. Moshe is glowing. V'ro b'nei Yisrael's p'nei Moshe. Ki koron or p'nei Moshe. Moshe's skin is glowing. His body, not just his neshama is glowing. Moshe got to a level where his body was also glowing. Moshe, he aligned himself. So says the Degel Machan Ephraim, I heard from the Zayda, I heard from the Baal Shem Tov, I heard from my grandfather. The Gemara in Bechoro says that when Moshe was in charge of, you know, he was an accountant, right? He was responsible for keeping track of all the cheshbonos, keeping track of the money by the Mishkan. So the Gemara uses a lashon, Moshe Rabchem, Kav Yustis Hu, Ogonev Nefashos. Is Moshe a gambler? Is Moshe Ogonev Nefashos? Is Moshe a murderer? Is Moshe a thief? Is Moshe a gambler? So what's the pshad? Anyone could say that about a Moshe Rabbeinu? You could go to such a tzaddik and have a havamina that Moshe's siphoning off a little bit of the money from the Mishkan. He's taking a cut. What does it mean when the Pasuk says in Shemos, Perek Lamed Gimel, it's coming up in a couple of weeks, V'hibitu achrei Moshe. People are looking at Moshe. They don't trust Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going on? How could such a thing be? Eich dor dea kador shal Moshe, abitu achrei Moshe. There's the suspect Moshe, and to be choshinim of Eishas Ish, no less. Right? That's Chazal saying. Ready for this? Listen to what the Baal Shem Tov said. It's such a scary lashon to say out loud. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu nolad bebechinas, she a Rasha Gomor. Moshe Rabbeinu, and how you reconcile the different shitas in Chazal is a good question. But there is a tradition. There is a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu was nolad with some bechina of being a Rasha Gomor. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't born into it like, yeah, of course he's Moshe Rabbeinu. He also, Moshe had certain midos ra, he says, v'yelo kol hamidos hara. Whatever taivas you had, Moshe Rabbeinu had also. Whatever bad midos you need to fix, Moshe needed to fix them also. Ach shu hafach v'shiber kol hamidos raos, v'yishtadlo rach lahachnis atzmo midos tovos. But Baal Shem Tov said, and there was still a trace of it, that a person who lo aleinu looked at Moshe in the wrong way could even say terrible things about Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it was hard to imagine, how did he become such a big tzaddik? Right? There was a sense that he came from nothing. And the Baal Shem Tov says, right, that's true. He wasn't born Moshe, perfectly aligned, the Shaman Guf. He worked on himself and he became Moshe. So much so that Nesiva Shalom says, and again, only tzaddikim could say such a thing, in Parshas Vayera, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, right, when Moshe Rabbeinu does an Avera to block him from getting into Eretz Yisrael, that was Ratzon Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu's body, Moshe didn't listen, Moshe was always listening to Hashem. Moshe and Aaron did, Kasher Tziva Hashem. Kein Asu. How many times do you have that in the Chumash? All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to speak to the rock, and he hits the rock. Nesiva Shalom writes in Parshas Vayera, he says, no, it was part of Hashem's master plan that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, in a certain sense, Moshe's body knows exactly what Hashem wants. V'zayirotzon Hashem shemoshe lo yikayim atzivoy. Can you imagine saying something? That Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't listen to Hashem, so he wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael because that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's why Dafka, when Moshe Rabbeinu dies, v'yomas sham Moshe ever Hashem. Nesiva Shalom says, Moshe dies, and you say, strike against you, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why you didn't make it, right? V'yomas sham, you died there. You didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah says, no, Chas v'Shalom, don't say that about Moshe Rabbeinu. He died in Chutz Lars because that was also Ratzon Hashem. He was so, his whole kol kula was Ratzon Hashem, that his body did something that on the surface seemed like it was against Ratzon Hashem, but it was really a fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem. Oh. So Moshe, Yaakov is told, Al Tira, Merida Mitzrayim, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Dafka, in that place, Yaakov, that's where, right? Yaakov is all of us. Dafka in that place. This place is going to destroy me. Hashem says, no, this place is going to make you. This place is going to make you great. However, tonight is Zion Shvat, which is, you know, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, 30 days before Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. So preparing for the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was born on Zion Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar. Just a couple more minutes. I just want to wrap it up. The Medrash Tanchuma says, the very famous Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Naso, Siman Tes Zayin, the mission statement of creation. Nis'ave Kodesh Baruch Hu Lios Lo Dira B'Tachtonim. Hashem says, sometimes a Yerida is worth it. As the Yismach Yisrael, as the Alexander Rebbe said, there's a Yerida Letzarech Aliyah, and don't be Tzavrachim. Moshe Rabbeinu came from a really broken place, and he became Moshe. Yaakov Avinu, don't be afraid to go to Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I'm with you in Mitzrayim. I'm with you. Okay, we have to have Rachmanis on Hashem, not to drag Hashem into the Toma, not to drag Hashem into the lowliness of this world. But realize, and that's part of the chizik, part of the way we stay out of those places is by reminding ourselves, you know what? When I'm in that place, Hashem is with me. I don't want to take Hashem to this place. Hashem doesn't belong in such a place. So that medrash that talks about the Dira B'Tachtonim, the Tachlis of creation, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a desire to establish himself in this world. And the Medrash says that there were seven generations that kept messing up. First Adam messes up, the way that he messes up, and then Cain messes up, the way that Cain messes up, the first murder. And then there's the Dor Enosh, that's three, the Dor HaMabul, that's four, the Dor HaFlaga, that's five, then Sidom, that's six, and then Amraphel, v'chaveirav, says the Medrash. And then all of a sudden, after Yerida and Yerida and Yerida, seven levels of Yerida, in the earliest formation of creation, all of a sudden then Avram Avinu comes on the scene. And now we start working towards Tikkun. Avram comes, and he lifts up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Shechinta Begalusa, he lifts up the Shechina a little bit. And then Yitzchak, a little bit. And then Yaakov, and then Levi, then Kahas, then Amram, then Moshe. Moshe's level seven. Moshe, in a certain sense, right, took HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way. From the place of absolute Yerida, he brought him back to the highest level. So Tzadikim say that that's why Moshe is born and dies on Zion Adar. Right? What's the meaning of Adar? It's the name of Adar. Adar, right? Morinayim, all the Tzadikim say. The meaning of Adar is Aleph, the Alufa Sholem should be Dar. Dir B'tachtonim, Hashem wants to be part of our life. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, Zion Adar, the meaning of Zion Adar, is an understanding, Moshe being born on Zion Adar and dying on Zion Adar, is an understanding that sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu got dragged down by humanity through these seven levels, whatever the idea of seven is. How that relates to the 49 levels of Tumah, but seven means is also like a full number. We brought Hashem all the way down, those seven levels, and then Moshe Rabbeinu brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way back up. So that happened at in the formation of the world. Again, Maisa Avosim Laban. Let's talk Maisa Avosim Laban for a second. In other words, whatever the world that you read that it was going through with Adam and Kayin, Dor Enosh, Dor Mawul, Dor Flaga, Vechulu, right, and the Tikkun that was coming back through the Heliga, Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and that early generation all the way to Moshe, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kohas, Amram, and Moshe, right, is somehow going to, again, Maisa Avosim Laban, play itself out throughout our history. How many Galios do we go through? How many exiles do we go through? So we talk about four exiles. Right? Bereshis Bara Elokim Eis Shemayim Ve'Eis Haaretz. Hashem says, I'm willing to make Yerida, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, it's worth it, I'll be with you, Anochi Eredim Chal, don't worry. Right, sohu vavohu v'choshech al pnei sohom v'ruach elokim rachefes al pnei amayim. So what do Chazal say on this pasuk? The second pasuk of Chumash, tohu is Bavel, bohu is Madai, choshech Chanukah is Yavan, zu Yavan, and then tohom, the depths, the longest gullus, the one that we're in now is Edom. Right, we talk about four exiles. What's the most obvious thing that's missing from that list? Mitzrayim. Where's Mitzrayim? Right? So Mitzrayim's like this all, it's, I think I'm saying, it's this all-encompassing Galus, it's the Shoresh of Galus, right? It's the beginning point of everything. But Mitzrayim, in a certain sense, is also one of the Galios. What else is missing? The Arizal says, in the Kisvei Ari, in the writings of Chaim Vital, it says that really the final Galus is really what?
Yishmael.
It's Yishmael, right? It's this strange merger of Edom and Yishmael, which again is the most pashut thing in the world, because that's the world. That literally is the world, right? It's Islam and Christianity. It's Western culture and Islam. Right? It's the two biggest religions in the world, right? Which, you know, we always get sandwiched between, whether it's Rishon and Eretz Yisrael, Yishma'elim lo aleinu, attacking our people, or whether it's, you know, Jews losing their common sense to American Western culture, right? That's all the world to home. To home is utter confusion. It's this deep galus. That's why Tzadikim say Tahom, and the Medrash says, right, on the word Tahom, and the Medrash says it's Edom. But the Arizal says also Yishmael. That's why Tahom, Tzadikim says Gematria Yishmael. So it's Merum is in the word itself, which is pretty nice. But what else is missing? If we're going to count Mitzrayim as an all-encompassing galus, there's another lingering negativity that has to be added to the list. What's that? Amalek. So my father likes to point out that Amalek is also, Merum is in the Pasuk. Right? Because it says Tohu, the Medrash says Tohu is Bavel, Bo is Madai, Choshech is Yavan, Tohom is Edom, but there's two words before that. Al Pinei Tohom, it says. So my father likes to point out that Al Pinei is Gematria Malik, 240. So really in this Pasuk, right, in a certain sense, if you really think about it, you have seven. There's really seven types of gullus that we go through. Same way that at the beginning of time there were seven Yeridos, from Adam to Kain, Dor Enosh, Mabel, Haflaga, Stom, and Amraphel, right? So that was the microcosm. So we also, collectively, the Jewish people, right, we also go through Mitzrayim, Bavel, Madai, Yavan, Edom, Amalek, and Yishmael. We go through our seven Galios, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu, again, Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of, again, like it says in Tikkuni Zohar, Ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dara v'dara, the spirit of Moshe Rabbeinu is in every generation. Right? The legacy of Moshe, the chizuk of Moshe, that the Baal Shem Tov could say he was born noyled b'bechina shir rasha gamor, and he was mahapich into all the midos tovus in the world. That's incredible, that Moshe Rabbeinu could become such a thing. That's an incredible thing. So Yaakov is the one who first goes down to Mitzrayim, and it's Yaakov, which again is also really us. Right? Moshe is us al pipnimius. You could say Moshe in every generation. There's a Moshe. That's really still talking to the tzaddikim. Yaakov, so we are. We're called Bnei Yaakov. So Yaakov is going down to Mitzrayim. Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu four words: Al tira merda Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid of the shmutz of Mitzrayim. You can be miskavered. Be strong against your Yetzirah. Don't show up weak. If you show up weak, you're going to lose. You have to show up like a warrior. You have to be prepared to fight. So listen to this, Remus. Al tira merda mitzrayma is gematria mitzrayim bavel mada yavan edom amalek yishma. 1276. Chosh Baruch is saying to Yaakov Avinu, don't be afraid. There's going to be lots of galios that we're going to have to go through. It's going to come in lots of different forms. It's going to come in the form of Mitzrayim and a Bavel and a Madai and a Yavan and a Edom and a Malik Yishmael. But Al Tira Mer, the Mitzrayim, Yaakov, which is, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to every one of us, B'nai Yaakov, B'nai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Yaakov represents that part of us that feels weak, not the Yisrael part, the courageous part. But Hashem says, no, even the Yaakov, believe you can be big. Understand the concept that it's a Yerida, Litzarech Aliyah. And Hashem says, I went through it too. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem to create a world. Kadosh Baruch Hu descended to the world to make a space for us. It's a Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. So let's just be Messiah. So Moshe, in a certain sense, right, is again the greatest transformation. If we could be Makabal, and it's hard for us to Makabal these words, that the Baal Shem Tov says that Moshe was Nolad Bechinas Rasha Gamor. He had all the Midos Raos in the world, and he becomes what? It says on the Pasuk, Kikaran Or Pnei Moshe, his skin was shining. And that Dafka, those three mitzvahs, Hachodesh, and Menorah, and Shkalim, the Rashi Tevos, and the Sofei Tevos of those three mitzvahs is Moshe, and Moshe, that's how you become big. Okay, so I'll make you work out one little gematria. What's the gematria of Yerida Litzarech Aliyah? Let's work it out together. We'll do one together. Because the whole sugya of the universe is Yerida Litzarech Aliyah. Whether it's Anochi Eiredimcha Mitzrayma, whether it's Kabbalah Satorah, whether it's creation of the world, the biggest tzaddikim went through it. What's the gematria of Yerida Litzarech Aliyah? How much is Yerida? 229. Good. Litzarech. Lamed Tzad Yivav Reish Chaf.
Regular.
Two, how much is it? 290, 346. Okay, 346. How much is Aliyah? Ayin Lamed Yod Hay? 115.
229 plus 346.
115. Yeah, what do we got?
Tell us what we got, Rabbi.
No, we're checking. We have to check one at least.
So what is it?
3?
690.
You read the Litzarech Aliyah, 690. Okay, no, what's 690? Who's got it?
Hold on.
Who's got it? It's a bunch. Right? What's the matcha, Moshe?
345.
What's Moshe? You read the Litzarech Aliyah. That the thing that you thought was going to break you and destroy you, the thing that you thought was going to destroy you is the thing that the mamish builds you. So it's late. So just to be Messiah. Again, it's a lot more to say about the whole Indian of Shvat. But the whole Indian of Shvat, right? The whole Indian of Shovavim is again this whole sugya of Yerida Litzarech Aliyah. We're reading the parshas of Yerida Litzarech Aliyah. You want to make Shovim Dafka at a time where Klal Yisrael are falling apart in Ervas Haaretz? That's the whole point. Because in the end we get out of there. In the end we become the exalted people that we're supposed to be. The whole Indian of Shvat, Chodesh Shvat, the name of Hashem for the month of Shvat is Merumas in the Pasuk about Tmura. Tmura is the strangest Avera in the whole Chumash. What a strange Avera. You have an animal which is Kodesh, and you decide I'm going to take this sacrifice and I'm going to exchange it for a different one. Right? It's an aveira. There's an isser. It's a mesechta in Shas called Temura. It's a very hard mesechta. It's an isser. And what happens? What happens when you say I'm replacing this carbon with that carbon? What happens? The new one also becomes kodesh, right? Yeah, who tmuraso yeah kodesh. Now they're both holy. How is that possible? I did an aveira. Now I made holiness through an aveira. But that's what tshuva is. Think about what tshuva is. Tshuva is every time I do an aveira, now I have the possibility of what? Of doing something holy. Without aveiras, you can't do tshuva on a certain level. That's Tzadikim talk about tshuva even without aveiras. But what's tshuva? Tshuva means that I take an aveira and I'm a hapichel into something holy. I take a yirid and I turn it into an aliyah. I realign my neshama and my guf. I get myself lined up. I get it together. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be zocha as a chevra to continue to learn together, to grow together. Let's not forget what I started with, the most pashut thing of all, that the Rebbe Zusha said when people, or the Rebbe Zusha taught through his actions, that when people get together and they appreciate the small things, and a couple of chevra on a Motzei Shabbos, when we should all be helping our wives do dishes, let's be honest, and we're sitting here eating pizza in the dark. Okay, if they have a car set up to whoever allowed us to be here. No, but it's a big thing. It's a really big thing. It's a big thing to try to hold on to these moments, to try to be mechazik ourselves, to recognize that we go through life with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with us in our Yeridos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kiviyachol, goes through Yeridos. Yaakov is afraid of his Yeridos. Moshe Rabbeinu came from the most broken of places and was able to mahapich the whole thing into an incredible aliyah. That the whole avoda of Shvat is again the tree on the outside. Mamish looks dead, but on the inside it's starting to be mahapich itself. It's starting to transform itself. It's undergoing a tmura. It's an aveira that creates a greater kedusha. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to believe in ourselves, to be able to mamish, to see the fulfillment of that pasuk. Because again, Hashem says, "I'm going to come down to you with Mitzrayim." Mitzrayim is all encompassing. Until Geula comes, this is also still called Mitzrayim. We should be zochet to see the conclusion of that. Vanoichi al chagam alo. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I was also with you down there, and I'm also going to come back. We should be zochet to come back to Yerushalayim, your kodesh, with the gula shleim b'mehar b'mehar. Amen.